I think it was Saint Therese who said that the key to dealing with life is not doing something big or spectacular, but doing the little things extraordinarily well. When we think of Olympic athletes, it's tempting to pretend that they are somehow different. We tell ourselves that they were born with incredible strength or unusual talent or had training that we could never get for ourselves. You know, we look at Michael Jordan in sports, or we compare ourselves to Barbara Streisand as an entertainer and say, I could never do that. While there is truth in acknowledging their incredible talent, there is also a lie in pretending that because we don't have their genetic gifts, that somehow we are excused from the necessity of doing our best. And that is simply not true. The vast majority of highly successful people in any area of life are simply those who worked a bit harder, stayed a bit longer, or did a bit more. The highest paid people in any industry earned many more times than the average income. Is that because they are 100 times smarter? Are they 50 times more ambitious? Or do they work 20 times harder? Or do they have more hours in a day? Of course not. The highest paid, most successful people do the little things extremely well. They remember the details, acknowledge their friends, and they keep their promises. They return phone calls on time. They remember to say please and thank you. And they smile. They get to work just a bit earlier. And they stay a little bit later at the end of the day. The simple truth is they go the extra mile and it makes a difference. They take care of the little things and the difference is reflected in their paychecks. So what opportunities do we have to improve our performance by just 1%? And that's the 1% solution, you know, making things just a little bit better. He can take that a step beyond. And what if you gave 1% to bettering the world? You know, what if everybody gave 1% to making life just a little bit better for other people? The 1% solution. Yeah, by Steve Sinek.
If you believe what you see through the lens, well, don't ask why. Only ask when these things are coming to us. I'll tell you, won't be too long. And maybe all those things that we used to think aren't so important compared to clean water to drink and a rebate in the mail's cold comfort for a system in decline. So somebody tell me I'm wrong. And tell me it's time to go home. I'm just another middle-class smart-ass, doesn't know a damn thing. Shouldn't even have an opinion because of the color of his skin. I wish somebody'd say something to me that made some sense. Kid walks up to me, says it must be real nice to get a little bitty piece of this land, a paradise not hounded like a criminal for circumstances he couldn't possibly control. So take a poll out there of the people that you meet, and you just name one who wants to live out on the street. But it's better than where they come from, and whose damn fault is that? And how would you be if you lived without hope on a diet of unfiltered players and handouts and coke? No ID and no address and no friends up on the hill. And is it so hard to give back? Act for the weak at the point of attack. And pretty speeches won't bring absolution. And champagne charity's not redistribution. And maybe it starts with the 1% solution. So if you believe what you see through the lens, well, don't ask why. You only ask when these things will be with us. It won't be too long.
Chef's Outlet in historic downtown Frederick, Maryland is your source for professional supplies for your parties, church events, corporate functions, and sensible home food preparation. You can save money by cooking in quantity and still get that delicious taste you can only find when dining out. Chef Dave can show you how. you'll love having the Chef's Outlet Advantage. Chef's Outlet is at 321 East 5th Street behind Food Pro. And you can find Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com. That's keywords, Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Kent Courtney Show on StereoRadio.com.
Why isn't this another subtraction? Why does it always have to be another addition? I mean, you think subtraction would be an important part of this, too.
All right. Good night, everybody. No, we're just kidding. AreaRadio.com. People, music, events, live and proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
That's right. Frederick.com. Not just Frederick.com, but we're talking CarrollCountyGuide.com, HowardCounty.com, MontgomeryCountyMD.com. We could go on all night because there are 24 sites that are associated with Area Guide.
It's a shorter show. You know.
Shorter show.
Yeah, short show. So we don't have all night.
Well, this is a legendary song I think we're getting ready to do, right?
That's right. It absolutely is.
What key is it in?
It's Canadian, so it's A.
Oh.
A.
All right, trivia fans. Who is the man, the Edmund Fitzgerald? Do you give up? He was the president of the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, which put up the money for the ship, the Edmund Fitzgerald. It was named after him while he was still living. And they say if you name a ship after somebody that's still living, that you'll have bad luck. I wonder if that's true. So for the Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, here's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Legend remains from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead, and the skies of November turn gloomy. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some turns with a couple of steel firms, when they left a little loaded for Cleveland. With a load of iron ore, that's 6,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and a wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November gun-stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." Wired in, he had water coming in, and a good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night, when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 16 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized, or they may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior swings in the rooms of her ice water mansions. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And Father Bill, oh, Lake Ontario, takes in with Lake Erie and Sunder. And the iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November, remember. The musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Well, you were close. It was almost Canadian. It was, you know, Northern America, you know, so.
Hey, no, well, actually, it's written by Gordon Lightfoot. That puts it a Canadian song.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, I sit corrected. I'm not standing, so I can't stand corrected.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sitting corrected.
That's a nice chair you got there. Where'd you get that chair?
I don't know. I think probably from somewhere in Frederick, Maryland.
Actually, it's a York chair.
Oh, we'll edit that out later.
York.
So how you been, Mr. Courtney?
Traveling. I've been going all over the place, man. You were getting Washington, D.C. guide is getting stronger by the day. We've got Fairfax County VA.com, and we've got LoudonCounty.com, and a lot of our sites that are beyond Frederick, I've been doing a lot of work on. We've been upgrading those sites quite a bit. If you go to the home pages of things like, HowardCounty.com, you know, you see a lot of different details that relate to that specific area. Or like FairfaxCountyVA.com, you go to that site and you'll see things that you need, you know, like up schedules for the VRE, the Virginia Railway Express. And so we're trying to get very county-specific on the information on the sites, including the videos, too. We're having videos that are appropriate. On MontgomeryCountyMD.com, we've got a terrific set of videos that explore the Trolley Museum, the National Trolley Museum that they have there in Silver Spring. And you definitely want to check out the Trolley Museum, but to get a taste of what it's like even before you go there, you should look at the MontgomeryCountyMD.com video channel, and you can get, you know, some really interesting insights into the streetcars before you even go down there.
Speaking of which, back in the day, when they had the problem with during World War II with fuel and everything, they already had the rails.
Oh, absolutely.
So all they had to do is just basically take, like, electric cable cars, but all they had to do is just rewire, you know, from the existing telephone poles, you know, with the wires, over to the rails.
Well, yeah, you know, that makes so much sense. You know, we think about, you know, well, what are we going to do with this situation, and we have, you know, with higher price gasoline and things like that. You know, some people want to call it an energy crisis, but what they're really missing the point, it's a transportation crisis.
Yes.
And this transportation crisis has been going on for, you know, 30, 40 years. Some people argue since President Eisenhower made the interstate highway system, that's what really started the logjam onto highways, because as you start to bring freight off of the railway system, you start to put it onto highway system, it's incredibly inefficient. Just to give you an idea, let's say you have a 100-car freight train. It carries a lot more goods than 100 trucks.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot more. But, you know, we just use that as a rough equivalency. If you've got, you know, two drivers, you know, for every one of those 100 trucks, you're talking 200 people is required to move what only takes a handful of people, you know, a couple of people in the locomotive, and then, you know, proportion of what the, you know, ground crew would be for the trains. to move that same amount of freight. So it's incredibly inefficient to move things by truck. And it makes a lot more sense to move freight, you know, on a railroad. And the same thing with passengers. You know, you look at the sea of lava and the red lights that flow in the morning, you know, toward Washington, D.C., going down I-270, and it's bumper-to-bumper traffic crawling along. You know, if we had, you know, a couple of lines of, you know, light, fast rail going down that same area, you'd take a lot of that congestion that is currently on I-270 and just completely remove it from I-270. Even before high-priced gas, we had a transportation crisis. Now with the energy situation that we're entering into, the transportation crisis is exacerbated by, you know, the high price of gas.
Oh, absolutely.
And so in World War II, we faced a similar kind of situation where we rationed gasoline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you had to get ration stamps to actually
absolutely.
Get gasoline.
Yep.
And because there was a limited supply available, that meant they had to find mass transit types of solutions like streetcars, you know, to get people into work. But what if you have something like a shipyard or an ironworks or something like that? You know, how do you get people there? Well, they used to have, and they still do have, quite a few switching tracks in the industrial section of the city where the freight locomotive and cars are going to go in to and switch around all the different factories. Well, those factories are the very places that need people to work in them. So doesn't it also make sense that those same rails could be used in a light rail service? You know, say if you had streetcars.
Sure.
Like you were talking about stringing the overhead wires for electricity, giving electricity to the streetcars, they can move down the tracks and you know, go right to the factories and deliver the people, much as the boxcars would deliver the freight.
Sure, you bet. I mean, it makes sense.
And we did it in World War II. We did it, you know, very, very quickly in a matter of weeks in some situations where, you know, they just got the crews out there, they put up the wires and put the streetcars to work and put them on the routes. And it was just a matter of, you know, getting used to how the routes worked and making sure that the switches weren't thrown to the industrial sidings.
I think it's time for another song. We've been prattling on for a little bit, and I'm sure people probably want to hear some more great music from Mr. Kent Courtney.
Oh, you want to do some traveling music then?
Absolutely.
I'm a traveling man. I've made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we stopped on the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. I'm a traveling man, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a traveling man, yeah, 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 yeah. A traveling man.
Oh, another good song. You know what today is? Today is an anniversary of a very unfortunate event that happened many, many years ago.
Oh, was this a swimming adventure?
Well, it didn't really turn out, it didn't start out to be that way, but yes, happened off of Martha's Vineyard.
Two went swimming and only one swam.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we could just have like a moment of silence for that young lady and her family, because I'm sure they're still struggling with the realization that justice really wasn't served.
You got to wonder what really happened at Chappaquiddick. You know, you always want to give somebody the benefit of the doubt, but you know, Ted Kennedy never did write, you know, the thing. Remember, O.J. wrote that thing. That cleverly titled book.
Yeah, if I would have done it or something like that.
This is what I would have done.
Yeah, if I was a murderer, this is how I would have done it or something like that.
Yeah, or if I were the driver, this is how I would have done it.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you say we do a Down Under song?
Very good, yeah.
A jolly swagman gammed by a billabong under the shade of a coolibah tree. And he sang as he watched, as he waited till his billy boiled. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Down came a jumbo to drink at the billabong. Out jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he stuffed that jumbo in his tucker bag. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he stuffed that jumbuck in his tucker bag. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Up rode the squatter mounted on his thoroughbred. Up rode the troopers, one, two, three. Where's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Where's that jolly jumbuck you've got in your tucker bag? Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Jumped the swagman and sprang to that billabong. You'll never take me alive, says he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Ooh, come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his voice may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, my darling. Come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. Come a waltzing Matilda with me.
That was great, mate! Boy, wasn't that a beaut, I tell
you. Yeah, shake you for another one.
That's just gorgeous. Well, this is AreaRadio.com. People, music, events, live. Proud sponsors of Frederick.com. And I noticed on Frederick.com now they have a video of a certain individual that we know.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're talking about Tanny over at Vietz Aroma.
Yes.
Yes, yes. She's introducing a thing that we did today with Blaine Young.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Blaine Young had a live broadcast over at the radio station, and it reminded me so much of a reenactment. You know, like you reenact the Civil War. Uh-huh. What they were doing is they're like reenacting the old days of having like a radio soiree. You know, back. You know, things have really changed, and broadcast radio isn't quite what it used to be. But it's kind of hard. You know, on internet to have an internet radio soiree because of the change in technology nowadays. We have people in Malaysia and Japan and Australia and all over Europe listening to us. And, you know, it'd be wonderful to get them all together for a, you know, great big shindig.
Well, that would be fantastic. And since we have a perfect time, this is a perfect segue to listen to other sponsors of Frederick.com.
Yes, yes.
The Owl Nest in Frederick, Maryland has gifts, products, and services for the body, mind, and spirit. The Owl Nest on Buckystown Pike features aromatherapy, oils, and products, fine art, and artwork crafted by local artisans, as well as jewelry, earth-friendly apparel, books, candles, crystals, gemstones, glasses, and more. The Owl Nest, a unique gift shop. The Owl Nest. Keywords Owl Nest on Frederick.com. Century 21 Premium Realty is in Frederick, Maryland at the Eastgate Center on East Patrick Street. Century 21 Premium Realty has many years of experience working side by side with buyers and sellers. Century 21 Premium Realty has a broad knowledge of the real estate market. Determining your home's fair market value is one of the most important decisions you'll make during the real estate process. Century 21 Premium Realty has a team that is dependable, resourceful, and will go above and beyond the sale. Your realtors for life. Century 21 Premium Realty. That's keywords Premium Realty on Frederick.com. You're going to love the Frederick, Maryland location of Mama Lucia on 1700 Kingfisher Drive. For nearly 20 years, Mama Lucia has used only the finest ingredients, resulting in the best down-home Italian cooking you can find. From pizza to pasta, let Mama do the cooking for you. In addition to outstanding food, Mama Lucia offers friendly, efficient service. If you can't join us, you can take Mama home with you and be a hero for the night. That's Mama Lucia on Frederick.com.
Oh, hello. Hello, it's been a while. I've been traveling.
Why do you say hello when you could say hi? You do low and high both.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Hi.
How?
Low?
Medium. Medium.
It's like
medium.
Half dead.
Medium.
All right. I've got some words of wisdom from Yogi T.
Oh, words of wisdom. Yes. That's so good.
Yes, here's one. There is no greater power than the power of the word.
There's no greater power than the wonder of word.
I'm going home.
Wonder of word.
Yes. You're not going to get far.
That's a wonderful word. I see trees of green and wonderful words.
Well, that's all right. If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
So the wonder of word.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, sticks and stones.
Only words can lie.
But words do hurt. Yes.
You know, I ever notice that words are the only thing that lie?
Yes.
Can a cat lie or a dog lie? Of course they do when they get on your lap, right?
Yes.
But when it comes, did you take the bone? No, I did not take that bone. You never hear that come out of a dog's mouth, right?
Right.
But so they don't lie like in telling a falsehood. Only words can tell a falsehood. So only humans are smart enough to lie.
Or stupid enough.
That's if you get caught.
You think getting caught is the thing? What if God sees everything and you get caught right away, right?
Yes,
when's the last time you were at confession?
Don't ask me questions like
that. Hey, go to confession. Hey, everybody out there, go to confession. It's free.
Oh, I've got another.
You don't pass a plate in confession.
Are you saying she's cheap?
No.
Hey, it's free.
Hey.
Or she's so tight she squeaks when she walks?
Excuse me, I'm going to read another
Excuse
one.
Excuse me, that's what you see, man. That's a bella.
Yes. Life is a flow of love. Your
yes,
participation is requested.
Your participation is requested
yes.
in the flow of
flow
love.
Of love in
that's
life.
A great idea. You
I
should you should participate in the flow.
This is yes. a family radio show, people.
Yeah,
that's
what
great.
Is it? That's flow, better not
yes.
go there.
Oh, well,
what are we
going
to do next?
Well, this is, I have been with a group of people I met all along the road this week.
Other gypsies?
Oh, to
them, yes.
That's why they call them gypsies.
Yes, they're very they're masters of their craft.
But they're not bohemians.
No, they're bohemian gypsies.
They're bohemian gypsies,
same,
yeah. Okay. Yes. Kind of like beatniks.
It's, 60 products. Yes, yes, all right, 50s. To learn, read, to know.
Three learn.
Right.
Wait, you forgot one. You got two learn, we get out. What about number one?
Knock it off. Can you all see that I just hit? Oh, I admitted it. To learn, read, to know, write, to master, teach. And the people I have met were all masters.
They're all masters.
Yes.
No doctors.
No.
No doctors.
Not that I know of.
Yes.
Nobody got sick, so we did not need a doctor.
United. What else? St. Therese de Lisieux is a doctor.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, so philosophy?
No, she's one of the 33 doctors of the church.
There you are.
There you go.
But these weren't them.
These words. So, no. What is this word of wisdom again? To know?
To learn, read.
To learn
something.
Read.
You yes, read okay. something.
Of course,
okay,
you
learn it. To know it, write about it.
Write about it, yes.
To master it, teach it to someone else, and then you know you know it.
And then you know you know it.
You know you know if you know it.
No, only if they get good grades on their test.
You know that's
why do you have to test anybody to know anything?
No, you don't test people. I mean, that's a whole thing we were talking about, but that's another subject.
Testing
it. Don't
testing their
testing.
Patients.
One, two,
yes,
three.
Yes, you're testing
well,
my patients now. Patients.
The doctors test patients.
Yes, they do.
Oh, I know.
So do certain radio show hosts.
Well, right now you're testing my patients.
Okay. Pretty much so. Sing a song, sir.
Okay. Well, since you're already kind of leaning toward that way, maybe we should do something about Amos Moses.
Oh, and alligators.
Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun, and he lived by himself in a swamp. He hunted alligators for a living, just knock him in the head with a stomp. Louisiana law's gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligators down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blames this old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist, throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in a Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. There's a man called Doc Mills South, and his pretty wife, huh? Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth, called him Amos Moses. Now, folks round South Louisiana said Amos was a heck of a man. He could trap the biggest, meanest alligators, just use one hand. That's all he got left, cause the alligator bit him. Left arm gone, clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got written that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skins. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get that boy. But he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you could sure get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Mills South. That is pretty wild, I know. Well, he raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth, called him Amos Moses.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
So what's going on there, Mr. Courtney, other than wearearearadio.com, which is people, music, events, live, proud sponsors of frederick.com and other .coms.
Well, we got all kinds of new sponsors coming on board. Twin Ridge Collision.
Ooh.
Is a place that does auto body repair and a lot of other kinds of repair in Mount Airy, Maryland.
Ooh.
And they serve the Quad County area, which includes howardcounty.com, montgomerycountymd.com, carrollcountyguy.com, and of course, frederick.com. And so they are very good at doing high-end things like Mercedes, BMWs, and yeah, they do Fords and Chevys too. They also do a lot of race cars. I got some really cool pictures of some of the race cars that they've been working on, including complete total roll cages. I mean,
oh, wow.
Real honest-to-goodness race cars, not just, you know, these things, you know, you take out on the weekends, but
yeah,
the real honest-to-goodness ones.
Yeah.
And we're talking about nitrous kind of injection and stuff like this. The real thing, man, it was so cool. And that's Twin Ridge. And I'm going to be putting up their website probably this weekend. So it'll be just in a couple days. You'll be able to see their website and some of those cool pictures. And they're in Mount Airy, Maryland. And also, the Mount Airy Performing Arts Center is a place where you can learn dance, theater, musical instruments, and just get a lot of good performing arts experience. It's a pretty big school, and it's a place that you definitely want to check out if you want to do anything that's associated with developing the creativeness in children. You know, so, you know, bring the kids over there and get them into some kind of thing that brings out their
creative metamorphosis.
Make them use the right side of their brain a little more.
That's exactly right. So that's their website is up and running. In fact, they've been on Frederick.com, HowardCounty.com, MontgomeryCountyMD.com, and CarrollCountyGuide.com for about a year now, and they just renewed with us again because they are happy with the exposure that they get on area guides.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you know who just turned 90 this week?
Not you.
No. I have a couple more years to go before that.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Very famous individual. Initials N.M.
New Mexico.
Nelson Mandela.
He's 90?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just seems like yesterday.
That's amazing. You
know, yeah, that he won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, and he's still going strong in Africa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, what happened in Somalia?
Well, not too good. there were some Somalis that were shot as they were handing out food, aid.
In other words, the Somalis were killed for giving food to, well, the rebel insurgents, or...
No, there was gunmen in Somalia that shot three dead elders for distributing aid to a refugee camp on the outskirts of Mogadishu.
Oh, Mogadishu, no wonder.
Yeah, so, and we all know how turbulent that is as far as, like, you know, they want to have control on everything, and now all of a sudden, here you are, you're handing out this food, trying to help, and it's like, it's not author. We didn't authorize that, so... And...
Yeah.
It's
well, like Father Thomas was talking to us about some of the situations that are going there. He's from Kenya.
Yes.
But, you know, Somalia and the Sudan are all in that part of Africa where they're vying for control of oil. They're vying for control of agricultural land.
Yep.
And, you know, by extension, they're vying for control of the populace.
Yes, absolutely. It's a sad thing that's been going on. I mean, agencies have been sending food ships without protective escorts after the Dutch naval missions ended last month.
Wait. So, they don't have any more protection?
No, they're doing it without protection.
Because, you know, the Somalia is one of the most active places for pirates, contemporary pirates.
Absolutely.
And you know, pirates may be trendy, you know, the Pirates of the Caribbean and stuff like that, but they're not funny at all in Somalia.
No, not at all. I mean, they're ruthless. They're mean. They're ruthless. They're bloodthirsty. I mean, they don't care. There's only one thing that they care about, and that's themselves.
Right.
So that's not a good thing. So we just hope that, you know, situations in that part of the world will, you know, get a lot better, hopefully quick. So, and since we put everybody on a downer, how about singing us a song? That always cheers everybody up.
Well, let's do one that's a blues. It actually is kind of a fun blues. This was done by Woody Guthrie as part of the writer's project of the Works Progress Administration. When they were building that Bonneville Dam, they wanted to have some kind of way to put a good spin on it from a PR marketing point of view. And so they got Woody Guthrie, you know, to write some songs. And my personal opinion is that Ramblin' Blues is one of the best songs to come out of that.
All right.
Standing down in Portland Town one day, I was standing down in Portland Town one day. I was standing down in Portland Town one day. Hey. I come from Louisiana where the redfish in the bay. I come from Louisiana where the redfish in the bay. I come from Louisiana with a redfish in the bay. Hey. I said, which way does that Columbia River run? I said, which way does that Columbia River run? I says, which way does that Columbia River run? From the Canadian Rockies to the ocean of the setting sun. Well, how many rivers have you got in Portland town? I said, how many rivers have you got in Portland town? Lord, how many rivers have you got in Portland town? Hey, the Columbia River is a river that they all run down.
Oh, Columbia River takes them all to the ocean blue. The Columbia River takes them all to the ocean blue. That Columbia River takes them all to the ocean blue. Snakehood, Labbit, Yakima, click a tattoo. I'm a rambling man and I ramble all the time. I'm a rambling man and I ramble all the time. Yeah, I'm a rambling man and I ramble all the time. But every good man has got to ramble when it comes his time. I walk down the road and I seen your Bonneville Dam. I walk down the road and I seen your Bonneville Dam. Well, I walk the rocky road and I see your Bonneville Dam. Electricity making airplanes with vacuums, Uncle Sam. I'm out of work, ain't working, ain't got a dime. Yeah, I'm out of work, ain't working, ain't got a dime. Yeah, I'm out of work, ain't working, ain't got a dime. But a hard-working man gets it down and out sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that kind of blues.
Oh, yeah. Woody Guthrie.
You know, when it gets closer to the Thanksgiving season, you're going to have to play a song that his boy did.
Oh, yeah.
Arlo Guthrie, Alice's
About
Restaurant.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
He sort of looked at me like, wait a minute, think. I saw the wheels turning.
It was a Thanksgiving. Yeah. You got to think about it, because it was a Thanksgiving dinner where they got the, they're dumping out the trash.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie?
No, I didn't.
You never saw Alice's Restaurant?
No.
They were good.
Who was in it?
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if there was any other people.
You know, a whole bunch of other people in there, but I think they're mostly Arlo's friends.
Oh, all right. Well, this is AreaRadio.com. It's people, music, events, live and proud sponsors of Frederick.com. And we want to thank you very much.
Are you serious? Is
yeah.
it at the end of the show already?
Already? Can you believe it? It went so quick.
Good show.
Very good show. Well, thank you, ladies and germs. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you a little bit later. We'll see you on the radio. Who used to say that? Charles Osgood? And we'll see you on the radio.
And we'll see you on the radio. Somebody out of South Carolina.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Bill's Auto Body in Thurmont, Maryland gives you the personalized care that dealerships want. With a 5,000 square foot facility, Bill's Auto Body provides the best in auto repairs with timely and outstanding service. Bill's Auto Body guarantees precision workmanship resulting in continued long-lasting satisfaction and professional results for their customers. Serving the area for over 20 years, Bill's Auto Body has been and always will be a friend of the community. That's keywords, Bill's Auto Body on Frederick.com. Southern States Cooperative, bringing home energy solutions for your family. Southern States has energy solutions you can depend on. Since we began petroleum operations in 1938, Southern States has built a reputation for delivering superior products and services to the communities we serve. A reputation built on the commitment of our local dealers who are dedicated to your satisfaction. From premium fuel additives for advanced performance to delivery drivers who make sure you get the fuel when you need it, Southern States in Frederick, Maryland has the energy solutions you can depend on to meet your needs reliably and economically. Keywords, Southern States on Frederick.com. Under the Sun in Frederick, Maryland has bikes, ski equipment, snowboards, and skateboards, plus all your outerwear and safety gear. The Under the Sun Sports Advantage includes an on-site repair department and a knowledgeable sales staff that's out there doing it. All our new bikes are assembled by professional bicycle mechanics. Get it set up right. Bring your bike in for a tune-up. Pad up. Get the best fit. Get the Under the Sun Sports Advantage and gear up to bike, ski, skate, and snow at Under the Sun. Keywords, Under the Sun on Frederick.com.